Hey everyone, welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Cosmic Colleen, back with another weekly astrology update. Everyone, it is today, Tuesday the 19th, and Aries season officially begins tonight at 11:06 p.m. East Coast time. Yesterday we had Mercury retrograde. The shadow began. So we're not quite in Mercury retrograde yet. Remember, that comes April 1st, April Fool's Day, but the shadow period did begin yesterday. So we might have felt a little wonky yesterday. Thursday, we have the sun in Aries, sextile Pluto, Venus conjunct Saturn in the sign of Pisces. Friday, Mars, Aries ruler, enters Pisces, and that's going to be a real strong theme of this Aries season. And then on Monday, we have the Libra eclipse, a lunar eclipse. Now remember, eclipse season is here. We are here in the spring eclipse season, and we're beginning this eclipse season in the springtime with a lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra. The energy leading up to this transit these last few weeks, we've really kind of felt. There has been feeling out of balance, whether just it's very obvious in your life you're out of balance, in your partnerships or relationships you might be out of balance, or friendships, within your own mind, body, and spirit you might be out of balance, within friend groups. Again, there's a lot of weird things leading up to this eclipse. It's a harder eclipse, and we're going to talk more about it on this episode. But I know, myself included, most of my friends and over half of my clients all came to me last week and said, "What the fuck is happening, Colleen? What's happening?" And a lot of those things I just described were the themes in people's lives, and usually coming out of nowhere, which is what the eclipses bring. So again, we will talk about that a little bit later in this episode, but I really kind of want to talk a little bit about where am I going to go here? Aries season, okay? So we have Aries season, and it is bringing up some conflict. Aries season comes, and it's the ruler of Mars. So Mars rules over Aries, as you guys know. So there tends to be, and it's a fire sign, and it tends to, and it leads. It begins the zodiac year, and it leads. It comes on strong, right? It's a cardinal sign. So they begin, they can sometimes fizzle out, but they come on strong. So with that, though, think of Mars, the god of war. When we go to Aries season, there sometimes can be conflict. Now, why I bring up more conflict and regressing back towards conflict with this season is because Mars moves into Pisces on Friday. All right, so Mars is that ruler, where it conjuncts Saturn. So a lot of this theme is going to feel very Pisces. And one of the words I came up with was aggressively passive. If you know my Pisces, they're very passive. If you know my Aries and Mars people, they're very aggressive. So there can be a little bit of conflict. Again, and with, hold on, sorry, lost where I'm going through. Okay, here we go. All right, so these are going to be some of the themes. Again, that is because Pisces, because we have Mars in the sign of Pisces and it conjuncts Saturn. So regressing back into old ways, maybe family patterns, dynamics, behaviors, but regressing for this Aries season was something that really came to me, especially because we have Mercury retrograde going to be happening in Aries. And with Mercury retrograde, we go back. We reflect, we regress. So with Saturn and Pisces, Mars and Pisces, that's where it's coming with the family karma, the family patterns, the dynamics, certain behaviors that we thought were laid to rest, or certain behaviors we didn't want to be exposed, or like true Pisces fashion, certain behaviors that we were in total denial about or didn't want to see, as well as patterns. So it's going to be something that keeps coming and going backwards. So we will be regressing. Now, why are we regressing back? That's one of the things we need to talk about. You know, I'm all about bringing the reasonings and the understandings and the awareness to the transit. So let's reflect. So when this season happens and you start to regress a little bit and you start to go back, maybe again, you're acting out these regressions or you're just thinking these regressions. But let's focus on that. Why are we regressing back? Maybe because we still have that behavior. Maybe we're still holding on to something and we need to release that. I know for myself, I can trick myself very easily. Our mind wants to protect us. So a lot of times we can And especially in today's world where we're moving so fast and we have millions and millions of distractions, it wants us to pretend like things are okay. And maybe for temporarily it is, maybe for a little bit it is, but sometimes certain things get triggered and those deep-seated emotions come out and we feel them, we release it, maybe it lasts for an hour, maybe it lasts for a day, and then we move through it. Now, maybe we also, this is coming back because we need to resolve a conflict. So regressing, a lot of the regressing going backwards will be about resolving a conflict. Resolving a past conflict within ourselves, resolving a past conflict with family, resolving a past conflict with friends. But again, resolving that conflict is going to be really big. And, you know, when we resolve a conflict, it what does it do? It brings really, really, really good energy. Not even more energy. It's this different type of energy that just clears things out. Do you know what I'm saying? It's moves on. Have you ever, I'm like, am I trying to describe this correctly or not? Okay, Mercury retrograde, shadow period. Have you ever had an energy, okay? And it's kind of ties into that awkward energy I was talking about earlier. And you have to resolve that, but you're not sure how to approach it. But once it is approached, once it's like you get past all the scared to approach it and you resolve it, isn't it like an instant freeing feeling? Isn't it like, whoo, boom, like something literally has left you and you're wondering why it took you so long to do this? And now you can move on. That's what that feeling is going to be like. You know what I'm talking about? It's almost like a light switch happens and it's just like, boom, lifted off your chest. And you're right away. It's like, that wasn't so bad. Why did I wait so long? That's going to be a lot of the themes of this Aries season. We're going to gain awareness within our fears. And when we gain that awareness, it's going to come as, does it make sense? The fear, right? A lot of our fears in our minds, they don't actually even make sense. I mean, our mind is going all day long and taking in things we don't even realize and layering on top of layering. So those fears inside yourself probably have multi-layers that you can choose to dissect. So if you choose to dissect that, does this fear, so when fears come up for you over Aries season, do they make sense? And you know what I'm saying? Is it rational fear? Is it fear of something that you had already experienced and free and scared to come up? Is it just a fear that you never experienced, but your mind is so scared of it, so it keeps coming up? When did these fears first begin? Those are going to be some reflections on those fears that Aries seasons can bring about. Now, on Thursday, the sun is in Aries. We're well into Aries, and it sextiles Pluto and Aquarius. So we're going to be approaching that conflict, any conflict that comes, with that underdog power. I love that. You know, with Pluto and Aquarius, it's very underdog. The underdog is going to win. So, you know, maybe you're in a little bit conflict at work and people are sort of against you or don't think that you're right. That sort of underdog energy. And now you're going to approach it head on with a lot of power, with the power that's inside yourself and say, guess what? I might be the underdog, but I'm so powerful. I'm about to win the Super Bowl. So think of that feeling. Approaching that awkward energy that's been spoken silently. You know what I'm talking about. Have you kind of similar to what I just said about resolving conflict and getting past fear? You know, when you've ever had a weird conflict that's been unspoken, it's just energetically, maybe again at work with friends, with in-laws, whoever it is, where something's going on, you can feel their energy, they can feel your energy, but nobody's talking about it, but it's just awkward. This is going to be a weekend of actually approaching that silent, awkward energy and saying, hey, what's up? What's happening right now? And again, when we approach it, you'll find very quickly, A, it's usually not as powerful as it was inside your head, and a quick, like, whew, release, and that tension will be, and that weird energy will be poof, gone. And you'll again say, wow, that was so easy. All that awkward energy I was building up, I could have just approached this person and got this done sooner. But you didn't. And there's a reason for that as well. Who knows what the reason is, but there is. I believe that everything happens at the exact right time. Even that, even handling conflict or handling any arguments or anything along those lines. So again, approaching that awkward silence, that awkward energy where you're not really sure what's going on with the person in you, but you're like speculating all of these things inside your head. You're going to approach that and you're going to put that to rest. And again, when Mars moves into Pisces at the end of this week, that energy will be a little bit amplified. Now, Venus conjunct Saturn is happening on that same day. Venus conjunct Saturn, these are a few things that will come. So remember, the conjunction is a blend of energies. Now, we do have Venus working at her best. So that is one good thing, working at her strongest, at her best. Conjunct Saturn in Pisces at the end of the zodiac. And Saturn's interesting there. It's just neutral, I guess. I mean, it's neutral in the way of like a Pisces can go either way, and it's floating up, it's floating down. It's having great, you know, ways of building boundaries as well as breaking through boundaries. So Saturn is really interesting there. It's not its typical like hardened self. So some of what the themes for that are going to be stable energy or conversations about bringing stability to relationships and friendships in your life. So having those conversations of like, hey, where are we? How can we make this more stable? How can we both feel more secure in our relationship and our friendships? And maybe that's the energy you'll tackle head on that's kind of awkward. Like, hey, how do we get a little bit more stable? This can... because Saturn does rule over endings and stoppings and blockings, this can bring breakups or seeing an end of a relationship. Now, again, Venus is at her greatest power. So it might be, if it is a breakup, though I wish that for none of you, but if it is a breakup or maybe it's someone in your life who experiences a breakup, I find it's going to be one that is beneficial to both parties if they don't, they may not agree on it or may be upset about it, but I think it will be a breakup that is beneficial to both, where both realize, hey, this just isn't working anymore for either one of us, and we need to move on. So it's painful, but yet leads to really good things when you move past an energy that you're no longer supposed to be in or be with. This can bring up old feelings of past relationship kind of residue that are there. Maybe you thought you didn't feel for that person anymore. Maybe you didn't even notice them, or maybe you haven't thought about them and they came out of nowhere. That can kind of catch you off guard a little bit. Gosh, why am I even thinking of this person right now? And as well, because Saturn in the sign of Pisces can also bring some of that loneliness feeling or longing. So we can feel lonely or longing for love. Whew. So that can go a lot of different ways. But within this, when, you know, we feel these different energies, how are we bringing awareness to ourselves or bringing awareness to the situation on hand? Again, all of these things can teach us, like I say on every episode, to surrender to what is in front of you. Okay, I want to share a little story and then we'll talk about the Libra eclipse that is happening. So I, again, had another hard week. Like I said, since Saturn moved into Pisces, it seems to be that, I don't know, everyone in my life, it's like Pisces is my seventh house, are the relationships, people directly closest to me are having a lot of struggles. So some of that stuff popped off. But something about myself popped off last week. So last Wednesday morning, I can't even remember the transits of the morning, my kids that morning, I was fighting with my kids, having one of those mornings. I think I was fighting with my kid's father a little bit. And then I was getting ready and all of a sudden I realized, holy shit, I am late to work. I was like, I like should have left my house 10 minutes ago. I never leave that late. Like, oh God, I leave just on time. So I get there the minute work starts. And so me being pushed back 10 minutes at my house is not a good thing. What's funny, my first client that was there is not a client who would even have cared that I was 10 minutes late. But nevertheless, I was in that aggressive mood and I was driving and I was speeding and I was flying, and I get into the town I work in Narberth, and shit, I turn behind and I'm behind a trash truck. So I'm like, Colleen, be patient. But it was like they were getting the sticks and everything, so it was taking extra long. And then the fourth time it stopped, and mind you, I'm 2 seconds from where I need to park at. I am 2 seconds. I'm in this mood, and I decide, the trash truck goes over a little bit, and I'm like, I can get by this trash truck. Now, this was a New York City move, if you know what I'm saying, already. Well, I didn't take into consideration that on the side I was at, the step that they step on, the grate or whatever, sticks out like 3 feet from the truck. And I hit it. I felt it at first, but instead, because I was in that aggressive mood, trust me, guys, I'm fine, but this hurts my ego a little bit. I didn't back up. I continued to go right around and scraped my car from one end to the other. Popped my tire, my hubcap. I went around, pulled over, and I instantly just said to myself, oh, what the fuck, Colleen? All right, well, this is all your fault. You got to surrender to exactly what happened. And I literally got out of that car. No tears, no anger. I walked up and I said, look, like it was instant, like boom, my whole guard dropped. I wasn't mad anymore because I realized I pushed through that energy and I shouldn't have done it. And now I cannot take anything back. I cannot change that I had done that, but I can surrender to what had just happened. Instead, I could have cried, I could have fought, I could have been mad, I could have said, oh my God, why would I have done that? I could have hated myself, I could have fought with the person, I could have tried to somehow weasel my way to thinking it's their fault. I could have done a million different things. None of that, believe it or not, would have helped me. It's our ego's way of protecting our souls when we do that. Instead, I surrendered. I walked up, I said, okay, shit, this happened. Here's all my information. I have to go into the salon right now, I'm late, but you know, sorry, it's all my fault and I shouldn't have done that. And I went in, told the salon, I taught everyone, my clients, like, you're handling this really well. I said, what am I gonna do? I did it, it's already done, the damage is done. From now moving forward, if I do not handle this in a positive, it is what it is kind of way, just a total surrender way, that's the only way this is gonna get done properly without it, you know, going crazy inside of me. I did it. I can't change it. I can't take it back. And it already happened. And that's part of the surrender. And since then, everything has flowed beautifully since then with getting this done. But think about it. Think about how many times that situation someone would yell, fight, argue, you know, continue, go down horrible mental holes. What does that do? That doesn't do anything but create more pain, more issues, more distractions. But the ultimate surrender, that brings flow, that brings ease, that brings acceptance. And that leads to a much better energetic path than the other way does. So remember that. So when you are faced with these challenges, whether conflict, confronting, maybe someone confronts you, you know, feeling lonely, longing for someone, awkward conversations about stability, or maybe even things ending, you just say, okay. In that moment, you just say, take a deep breath. It is what it is. I have to surrender. I cannot change this moment that has unfolded in front of me. All I can do is take it in and try to move forward with acceptance. And those acceptance lead to all those other feelings, okay? The good feelings that then come. So just remember that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hopefully I get my car back next week. So let's talk about this lunar eclipse. So like I had said at the beginning, so it is coming in on Monday. Lunar eclipse, we're beginning of the eclipse season on Monday in the sign of Libra, the 25th. It will be exact at 3 a.m. Monday. So Sunday into Monday, 3 a.m. East Coast time. So like I had said earlier about the conflicts, the shifts, you know, and just emotions being off balance. When we look at Libra, Venus's other sign, Libra, you know, we say balance because it is always trying to achieve that balance. It is always going back and forth. And Libra, I mean, Venus loves to stay good. It likes to feel good. It likes good things. It's the planet of our beauty, our love, our aesthetic, friendship, family, all of those good things. So what does it want to feel? It doesn't want to feel too off balance from those good feeling things because that's what it's trying to do. So like I said, leading up to this eclipse in our daily interactions, it's been kind of a weird emotional back and forth. Maybe, you know, some of us have had some weird interactions, aggressively passive. That's what I love to say about this transit with this eclipse, as well as what's happening with Aries season and Pisces and Mars being in Pisces, aggressively passive. This will continue over the next few weeks. This energy is uncomfortable, but we can work with it. This is how we can use this energy to transform things within ourselves and work past from ego. So here's some ideas, what I thought about. I had some weird encounters with people last week. Okay, so if it's some, when we meet someone, have you ever met someone and then it's just met with this really strange energy, and then you go home and you think, it must have been me. Did I say something weird? Maybe I did something. Maybe something I did a month ago really bothered them. Maybe this. We tend to make it about us. And not in a good way, in a bad way, we make it about us. We think we're the problem, we're the weird ones, we're the one who did something wrong, when 99.9% of the time, it's the other person and just the energy that they are in that actually has nothing to do with you, but it's projected outward. So, you know, if it's someone else's energy, we can, you know, let's try to not make it about us. So if we have these weird interactions, you have this aggressively passive interactions with people, use this as a lesson not to make it about you. Remind yourself, okay, oh, that's a weird interaction. When your brain starts going, what did I do? How did I act? It must have been me. Stop yourself and say, actually, I have no idea what the other person is going through whatsoever. And it is about them. It is their energy and it is about them. And it just happened to be reflecting outward while I was standing here. Okay, so don't make it about you. That just sends you down a bad wormhole that leads to, you know, self-destruction, mental self-destruction. Remind yourself that was about them, because I promise you, 99% of the time, it is. And if you don't believe me, think about your own interactions when you've been in a bad mood, and then later on, you think, oh, maybe I came off that way and I didn't even mean to. So that's number one. The people who are coming off strange, they usually don't realize it till later. And then the person who is taking on the strange energy makes it about them. So if that happens, please promise me, say to yourself, this is not about me. This is about them. That conversation had nothing, their energy had nothing to do about me. It had to do about them. Now, the other thing we can do there, so we're going to escape. We're going to, you know, move past that. We're going to realize it's not about us, and that's going to help raise some confidence in us. But also, if there is a situation passively aggressive where you know it does involve you and it keeps getting dismissed, how about you approach it? And you approach it with healthy conflict and direct conversation and practice being direct. I think a lot of us have that problem. And in today's world, where everyone's hidden behind a keyboard and it's kind of made everyone awkward, people are really scared of conflict head on, especially when I say conflict, it can be good conflict too, right? So maybe if there is that weird energy, like I said earlier, it's coming up, use this to practice confidence to tackle it head on. Walk up to that person and say, hey, what's up? I feel like there's this weird thing between us right now, and I'm just trying to figure it out. And, you know, I want to know what's happening. Or maybe you already know the situation. Say, hey, let's talk about A, B, and C, because I can feel the energy between us and it's no good. So how about we talk about it and we handle it? That is going to be one of the resources, the things that we can use when we have this energy. Not all energy is good. The collective, the stars, the astrology brings both, and we're constantly in this up and down balance within that. But if we surrender and we reflect the ways I'm talking about, it makes all of it feel less scary and less crazy powerful. Now, let's talk about the lunar eclipse a little bit more on March 25th. Okay, so restarting or balancing out a love story. Restarting. Even though with the lunar eclipses bring endings and things ending, it almost feels like, the reason why I say restarting, it almost feels like really ending the way things were with someone and then restarting a new energy. Maybe it's through, and again, Venus is exalted in Pisces. So that's why I'm saying love stories right now. So balancing out that love story working through the humps, working through the mountains and the hills, and now you're restarted. And even if you were already with the person, you feel like it's a brand new relationship again. So restarting or balancing out that love story. And the same goes for friendships as well, like getting to a new level with a friend and moving past some of that energy. And now you can restart. And if you see from the beginning of the episode, everything I talked about actually could very easily in 1 week lead up to today, to the March 25th lunar eclipse and restarting and balancing out a relationship, because you guys got through all that awkward energy last week. Finding peace and understanding within yourself, again, within your relationships, within your families, the things that have been bothering you over these last few weeks, finding the peace and finding the understanding there. Finding peace and understanding with what didn't work out within your creations, within your the creations that you thought were going to maybe make you money, or you thought were going to bring you joy and happiness, like coming to peace with the fact that maybe it didn't work out the way you had thought it would work out, but now you understand it and you made peace with it. Mourning or releasing regrets, so that you can get back into balance and emotional balance. So again, removing and releasing those regrets are going to be really, really important, because those regrets, whether we realize they're weighing on us, we might not realize how much they are weighing on us. And so mourning and really releasing it, because when those things weigh on us, it throws us off emotional balance. It really does. Regrets, animosity, anger, resentments, those things throw us off emotional balance. We might think it doesn't, but think a little bit harder, because it does. And forgiveness is going to be a really big one. Forgiveness, forgiving yourself. Oftentimes we're the ones who mostly, we don't forgive ourselves for certain parts of ourselves coming out and behaving in certain ways. And sometimes maybe even being fooled, right? How often do we get mad at ourselves because someone else fooled us, someone else tricked us, and we're mad at ourselves? So forgiving yourself first. I want you to spend a lot of time with forgiving yourself. And sometimes it can be as simple, when you feel the moment and you acknowledge it, put your hand on your heart and say, I forgive you. I love you. I forgive you. I understand you. As well as forgiveness of others, this would be a good time too with this solar eclipse and the restart. It might bring up some of that pain of things that you don't forgive, right? Like things that you didn't want to forgive, things you didn't want to let go of. But now you are. And now you're willing to forgive the other person. Because again, I think I probably say this on every episode, or at least several episodes. I know for a fact I've said it. Resentments, anger, only hurts us. When we hold on to that stubborn energy of I'm not forgiving them, it only hurts us. The other person doesn't feel that, we do. And we can forgive people without actually having to forgive them, if you get what I'm saying. We can forgive them and release it from our mind, body, and soul, but we don't necessarily have to go up to that person and say, hey, I forgive you, let's go get lunch tomorrow. No, you can forgive someone and never talk to them or see them again, but just forgive them in your energy, in your mind, in your soul, and release that. And with this comes up, if you have someone you want to remove off your chest and you want to forgive, but you actually don't want to ever talk to again, it's a great time, this full moon eclipse, with writing a letter to that person and burning it up, you know, burying it, just burning it and releasing and getting those words into paper, I forgive you, and then burning it all up. And that's how we remove it from ourselves. I mean, you could also, if you really felt like forgiving, you could just write out a letter and talk to people and forgive in that way too. But if it's something that you know you never want to invite that person back into your life, you're just forgiving to release that energy out of you. And that's always one of my favorite ways to do it, is to write a letter. Like, they're going to receive it and then burn it up, rip it up, tear it up, something along those lines. And you could even write a letter, if you wanted to yourself, to you, you know, I forgive you. Write a love letter to yourself, a deeper understanding. I kind of love that, actually, a little bit of a love letter. So this week, like I said, we got a lot of powerful dynamics coming out. We've got some deep, deep layers, some deep energy that is going to be bubbling to the surface. And the reason it is bubbling to the surface so we can release and we can forgive and we can let go. Okay. How about surrender, release? No. What's the order? Surrender, forgive, release, let go. You get the point. However those four things come up, allow them and surrender to the forgiveness. I hope that everyone has a beautiful week, has a good, powerful beginning of eclipse season, and that it leads you to the ultimate level of freedom within your mind, body, and spirit. I love you all. Have an amazing day, and goodbye.